Hi, my name is Royce.
I'm Chris.
And this is
Twin
Teens
Talking.
Teens
Talking.
T
C
G
S
the
podcast
that
goes
before
the
normal
podcast
where
I don't know
where we recap what comes afterwards. It's a special episode. It's another international episode. We have Celeste from Toronto guest starring. We talk about Degrassi, Loonies. Andres tells some weird stories that we're not going to get into, but you'll love them. That's just about it. You could hear the cafe that Celeste is hanging out in throughout the entire episode. So if you could listen very carefully, I'm sure you could eavesdrop on Canadian conversations. Anything else we should add?
Nope.
Here's the theme song.
1 2 3 4 Hey everybody, welcome to Teens Talking TCGS. I'm Naomi from New York.
I'm Royce from San Francisco-ish.
I'm Chris from San Francisco-ish.
I'm Paige.
I'm Andres from Massachusetts.
And today's special guest is...
Celeste! Yay!
Already a train wreck.
Just giving myself a positive introduction. I was happy about it.
Celeste is from Canada, so that's interesting.
Yes.
I'm from Toronto, Ontario.
Is Toronto... Is Toronto exactly like Scott Pilgrim?
It is exactly like that. And like when I'm walking, I just always get hit by animations. It's so annoying.
I'm moving to Canada, guys.
That sounds pretty awesome. It might get old after a while.
No, I don't think so.
Can we please just say that Celeste is like in some sort of cafe in Canada right now?
A Canadian coffee shop? What is that?
I'm in a public place. There are only maple beverages.
It's a Canadian coffee shop. Is it a Tim Hortons or is it like fancier? Do
it's
they have
not...
anything else besides Tim Hortons?
It's a second cup. I don't know if you guys have this. No.
We don't have a second cup.
Okay,
no.
It's a second cup. I'll show you.
Nope.
This is a...
There's a place in our town called Coffee House with like a K. It's really weird. I've never been in it.
That is pretty weird. Spelled with a C.
There's a coffee house near me called Badass Coffee and it's like got a donkey on the logo. But I feel like that's totally, like, why would you want to advertise that your coffee is bad? Like, I get it, badass, but, like, then you put a donkey on it, so it's, like, bad donkey coffee. It's not the same as, like...
I just want to say, just before I forget, not before I forget, just to put it at the early in the episode, Celeste is one of my good friends, so it is a pleasure to get her on. She keeps begging to come on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Incessantly.
Okay,
Andres is not one for tact. I don't know how you have any friends, Andres. You just embarrass everyone.
I mean, Celeste has been my friend for like a year now.
True.
And we met through the Chris Kessel show.
We did, technically. I think it was a little disjointed.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. Like, explain how that happened. That's podcast material, right?
How we became friends.
Dog.
Okay, you want to explain it or should I explain? You can go.
I don't know. I don't know where to start. I think it was because I'm good friends with Ariel from Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck me. They don't have keys. This fucking family I fucking hate.
Fuck you guys.
All right.
Just happened?
Andres is not angry.
Andres.
His grandma might be there.
She's on the podcast. Interesting.
Is he going to yell at his grandma again? Because that was hilarious the first time.
That was like the best moment. Like, I'm so glad that happened.
You know, so there's great. This bit where John Mulaney has this bit where he's like, he gets like really mad and he's like, oh, you know, how you talk to your grandma? Except Andres actually talks to his grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking household.
You know, tell your grandma she's stupid.
Yeah.
What just happened there, Andres? Could you explain? What happened?
Oh, my family came home, and some idiot locked the door. That idiot was me. I don't remember locking the door, but I did. And they have no keys. Yeah.
You just got really mad, and you figured out it was you're mad at yourself. Because
yeah, I'm always mad at myself.
But the Massachusetts really came out there. Like, it was kind of wonderful.
Was it really? It was a lot of Boston accents.
Like, in that moment, I can imagine you, like, beating up a minority at some bar.
I'm a minority.
Beating up a different minority.
Not the only minority, though.
A little bit of friendly fire.
I beat up another Spanish person. Did you explain the story all along? I don't know.
We just made fun of you.
We just talked about you.
Yeah, we just talked about what a fucking idiot you are.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Celeste, I think... Go ahead, Celeste. Go.
I was friends with Ariel, and... They are friends, Andres, I remember, we actually were discussing this recently, Andres and I just, like, started talking on Facebook, but our beginning conversations are so, just, like, so weird, like, it seems a little bit like we're trying to impress each other, they're very,
Was it just, like,
puns.
A lot of puns?
Yeah, exactly, yes. A lot of puns and a lot of, like, just timid... stupid jokes that short-term jokes. Yeah.
Those are the
and
best.
Then I don't know really what happened. Was it the time? I don't know. Was it when? I actually don't know. All I'm thinking about is when you were crying on Skype when watching that movie. That was the early stages of our friendship.
That was, like, one of our first times talking on Skype, and I can cry at the scene every time. She goes, prove it. So I pulled it up on Netflix, the scene from Warrior, where they're fighting, and I proceeded to, like, cry right on Skype.
It. I said, I probably was like, oh, really? And you said, yeah.
And then Andres is like, yeah, you want to see me do it? And, like, pulls out his
phone. Yeah.
I have that tab bookmarked, that one scene on YouTube. Just pull it up.
I can just imagine, like, Andres being an Oscar-winning actor, and in his acceptance speech, he's just like, yeah, I just had to pull up that scene from Warrior to get those
teeth
flowing.
I think it came to a point, too, where, like, he was just crying, and I just started doing other things, like, in different windows.
Are you that, like, apathetic to Andres' sadness?
I mean, for the first, like, maybe
just, like,
5-10 minutes, it was pretty interesting, but after...
Is it racist that I assume that you were doing math homework?
I would say yes.
Ignoring
yes,
you want the real answer.
Sorry,
it'll be yes.
I'm half Asian.
I could do that, right?
No, you can't. You racist.
You only have.
It was completely subconscious. Just in my mind,
that's
right. We were doing math homework.
Maybe it didn't have to do with my race, just because my challenges. I don't know. Never mind. Point of it is, it was racist.
You just give off that vibe.
For the first time, Andres isn't the one who's being racist.
Yay! I'm not racist.
Is that a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Why are you
brushing his package?
Andres is.
Because I'm bored. Also, I should say, Celeste, she writes for the Huffington Post, and she writes really good articles.
Yeah,
so
I saw, like, I was like, I saw that you posted one, and I was like, oh shit, she's done way more with her life than I ever have.
Yes. Wait, you wrote something on race, didn't you?
Yes, she did.
I'm so sorry then. It makes it even
maybe
worse.
Maybe that was what your
the opening line of, like, the article.
Yeah, exactly.
The opening line of her article is, like, people ask me if I speak Chinese, and then Royce is like, is it racist if I assume you do math homework? Like, yes, Royce, it is racist. You bigot.
Well, I appreciate that you checked it out and it had no effect. Oh. Little to no effect on you.
I'm Asian. I don't know.
Oh, he's backpedaling so hard right now.
Backpedaling. I got to get my publicist in on this. No comment.
Yeah, you're like.
Oh,
like a apology.
I think it's a fun story. I feel like another sad, fun story I have.
More on this oversharing.
What?
More on just oversharing.
Yeah,
it's everyone's favorite segment.
I went to, I did Model UN, first time in my life, and I told Celeste this story. I, basically, my teacher said, I told her, like, do Model UN because it looks good in college and stuff, so I go, and she tells me I'm going to be Eisenhower in the 1961 space race, which is like the biggest position in the biggest meeting. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I behind her back, I pulled some strings and dropped to the lowest one in some random country. I was Algeria in the child soldier conflict. And so I sat there the whole time, and instead of actually taking notes about what was going on, I took 8 pages of notes just making fun of the kids around me. And just, like, some really mean, on-point stuff about the kids, I feel like is, like, the biggest, like, things that they really, really care about.
Like the John Mulaney middle schoolers thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Nail joint security. Yeah. We're going to just call, this should be just, like, the John Mulaney podcast.
Yeah, like, mentioned him multiple
featuring
times.
Featuring moments.
Can you just read out a few of them?
Oh, here's a good one. Oh, Celeste is frozen. Oh, no. Whatever. She said she messaged me. Oh, shit. She'll be back in a minute, I think.
Okay, go, Andres.
Okay, so there was this one girl that I was really, really, really attractive. And I called her gray shirt because she was wearing a gray blazer.
Good one.
I called her gray shirt, though. Hey, thanks, Paige.
You're very creative.
And so I kept saying, oh, gray shirt, still cute, gray shirt, really cute. But then there's this one really sad little section where I say, should I talk to gray shirt, question mark? I hate myself. She's insanely cute. I'll pretend to write. Gray shit. I'll talk to her. She left. I hate myself. It's just really sad.
That sounded almost like a poem.
Yeah, it was like a slam poem about gray shit.
Or I think you should send that into like the New Yorker.
Yeah, wear a beret and read that on stage.
Oh, yeah. Low blow.
I wear my beret straight, like Ratatouille. Throwback.
Thank you really everyone who tweeted that. Like, that made me so happy to see people tweet. I totally had forgotten about the Royce's a Dilf thing, so I was like really confused when I saw that. But I remember the beret straight like Ratatouille.
It should be pointed out that Ed Castillo said something like, what did he say to me? He said, please mention the email more. And please, Naomi, keep telling Andres to shut the fuck up. But I think he's being sarcastic.
I hear that.
So, Ed, you're a sweetheart, but fuck you.
Who said that?
Ed, he's a friend of mine from TCGS. He was on the Skype episode, I know for sure. And I met him at the pilot, and it was really cool. We didn't even realize we were standing next to each other in line. But fuck you, Ed.
I want to talk to that kid who had no idea he was on Skype during the Skype episode.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about? He was just, like, staring at his face. Like, that was great. And no one knows who he is. Like, he's just going to be a constant, like, mystery. Can we mention that our guest just, like, left?
Yeah, she's trying to get back on. She's messaging me. She's trying to get back. She can't, though. Like, the computer's all fucked up. That's what she gets to trying to go on Skype in two cups, or whatever the hell it's called.
God damn it, Canada.
I feel like that's why we got kind of a little awkward here in this section of the podcast.
See, they waste all the money on free healthcare so they can't get free Wi-Fi. Ooh.
USA. 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 Continue reading more from your mean list.
This one is
and
just
once
straight
again,
up.
This is just more in the development of realizing that Andres himself is a little bit of a bully.
This kid is Hitler. That was one of my notes. Said this kid
was he
Hitler.
Actually like? Did he play Hitler in the Model UN?
No. He spoke his mannerisms with that of Hitler.
Really?
He had very Hitler-esque mannerisms.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, like he kept slamming the table and raising hands up in the air like this. I'm like, this kid is Adolf Hitler. So there's this one kid. He was a delegate from Cuba, and I thought he seemed nice. I said, Cuba seems nice. I'd probably be able to make him laugh. So I decided to try to befriend him. So I said, approaching Cuba now. Talking to Cuba. Cuba blows off my friendship offer. Self-esteem shot. Sad. I wish Cuba liked me. Pretended I don't care. Lots of nodding. Crying on the inside.
Wow. That was you said this was you making fun of other people. This is just
that's
moments
just
from your
sad
life.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I'm not reading all the ones that make fun of people.
Can
but
we
I
also
read
the meanest one?
Yeah, read the meanest one. But can we also like tie it back to Andres? Whenever he wants to befriend someone, he like I think I can make them laugh. Like, does everyone do that? Like, is like, do you guys, like, when you're making friends, you're like, I think I can make that person laugh? Or is Andres
the
only
absolutely.
One?
No, I think everybody does that. I think
to a certain extent. Except for...
Laugh is all that I got, man.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I get really self-conscious about making, like that sounds pretentious, but like Griffin was talking about like people not taking, he felt like people didn't take him seriously when he was like making people laugh.
Yeah, I can see that's kind of been like an issue throughout my life, but I also think that I like making people laugh more because I find that if they laugh at the jokes I make, like, which are sort of in the broad spectrum of what I like to joke about. If they don't laugh at them, then I'm like, oh, well, fuck you. I'm hilarious, and I'll walk away. But if they laugh, I'm like, oh, cool, let's watch Community together.
Or something like that. Oh, that is true. Okay, this is kind of a weird. Like, a couple of days ago in class, I'm in this class with, like, people who's. Are there ever people with just, like, you hate their sense of humor, like, so much?
Oh, yep.
In, like, half this class, I just, like, hate their sense of humor. Like, they reference, like, Family Guy. One time, this really pissed me off. One of the dudes in the class that I really dislike, he was just like, they're talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman. And he was like, yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman died. Who cares? And inside, I'm just like, fuck you. Like, so I hate these guys. Their like, sense of humor is, like, the worst. Like, just, like, straight up, like, Family Guy references 24/7. And then, like, I did this presentation that I basically did to just, like, try to put a cog in this dude's plan. Like this is a tangent that I'm probably going to cut out. He did like a presentation and then he asked people to like contribute to it. And my contribution was just going to be kind of like messing with his presentation, right? Like it was just a complete joke. And I was just kind of doing it to be a dick. But then he thought it was funny. And everyone laughed. And I'm like, damn it. Like, I don't like your sense of humor. And he laughed at me. Like,
I don't want to befriend you. I want
I
your
feel
hatred.
Ashamed.
Like, I just wanted to do it to, like, make myself laugh internally while chaos surrounded me. And instead...
That's all you do.
That's all I do, really, yeah. That was a
looking through.
I derailed the podcast with that terrible story. I'm sorry.
You did derail it.
Don't worry.
I found the meanest one. I think the meanest note.
The meanest note. Okay. Read what's it. The meanest?
This kid was Dalek from Africa, and he was like talking
is
about.
Is he actually from Africa?
No. He was a Dalek that was like I think he was Sudan, and he's talking about birth control and like having protection and stuff. So I said, I wish his father used protection the day he impregnated his mother.
Oh!
Okay, that's pretty mean. That's pretty mean.
Yeah, I know. I felt that was kind of mean. Yeah, I felt kind of bad about that one.
Eh.
But yeah.
Feeling bad is for the week.
Paper notes I take. Just really mean stuff. Calling kids Hitler. Calling this one kid very flamboyant. The way he talked was very flamboyant. Oh God. Where is... The guest is not coming back.
Damn, this is a disaster. This has been the worst episode.
We figured out every single one, though.
Yeah, we do. Paige, how are you doing? Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah?
Oh, I'm going to have to edit this to make it good.
It's okay. You can do it, Royce.
You can do it, Royce.
Should I edit it?
No, it's fine. I like doing it.
Okay.
And that's sad that you like doing it.
It's something to do.
I feel like Paige is the only one with a life outside worth living.
That's
outside
not
of this
true
podcast.
At all. My life is very boring. I just happen to have piano lessons sometimes.
Oh, God.
Like, do you play classical piano or jazz piano?
Not so much jazz. It's usually classical.
Like
what kind of, what's your favorite piece to play? I took piano lessons for so many goddamn years. What's your favorite piece you're playing right now?
I'm only playing one right now. It's an arabesque by Debussy. This is so intriguing.
You guys are such fucking nerds.
Can we just, like, this is Teen Sock and TCGS NPR edition. We're here with Paige Finch, who's taking piano lessons currently, and she's talking about her favorite piece she's currently playing.
Yep.
What were you saying?
I hate you all.
Paige, I have a question. How many instruments do you play aside from the piano? And also the guitar. We know you're very familiar with the guitar, but are you classically trained in anything else?
I played the cello for probably about 6 years. I don't anymore. I wish I did,
the cello.
But I don't.
That's like a very big violin, isn't it?
It is like a very big violin.
Yeah, what an astute observation, Royce.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
That was pretty good.
Let's see, what else? I play drums, sort of. Not very well.
But I
have a drum set.
Bongos, ooh, right?
Not bongos,
just, but with sticks.
Just the bongos.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That is like bongos. Just sticks. There are more of them. Goodness. Cymbals, too. There are some cymbals.
I assume we're going to edit all this out until Celeste gets back.
No. We're
this
we're
part
going
is
with
great.
This. This is going to be
Andres,
a recurring
do you,
segment.
Andres, do you play any instruments? Because we should start a band.
That would be sweet. We could be called
I can play Pork and Beans by Weezer on my guitar.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, like the we'll least recognizable
a,
song.
We'll be a Weezer cover band, but one song.
No, we could be yeah, a queercore band called Gay Puma Boys.
What on earth is queercore?
That's a genre. That's a genre.
That sounds great.
Oh, God.
Just a lot of LGBT rights. That's all they sing about.
Yeah, and I think it's hardcore punk.
Okay, see you, Mom.
In like a very aggressive manner.
Yeah.
I just want to marry the man I love. Is that wrong? I don't think so. It's really beautiful, kind
that's
of.
That's our first song.
Let's cut all of this except for that.
It's going to be Andres.
Why can't I adopt a child? I'd be a great parent. I have a really steady job. And I love my husband. Dun, 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 dun.
That's great.
Dude, we're already writing.
Andres not helping the fact that everyone thinks he's gay. But...
Yes, Celeste is back.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm back.
Turn your microphone on.
Oh my God! Unmute your mic, you dummy.
She got weird with that, Celeste.
Fucking dink.
Like, it got really weird.
Oh my God!
Hi, Celeste.
Thank God. I think that. Okay, I don't know what happened.
Hi, I'm back.
Are you recording still?
Yes, I didn't change it. Royce, you're gonna have to listen to some weird people just talking around me at this coffee shop.
That's.
It's okay.
I'm looking forward to that so much.
Like, with like heavy like
you missed...
North Canadian accents, I will say too.
What's a Canadian
what's
accent
a North,
like?
What's a wait? No, she's yeah, a North Canadian.
I North Canadian.
More North than the... me. I don't know.
I think a new tradition needs to be when someone from another country's on the podcast. Everyone needs to imitate that accent.
Hey, Anders and I were
that
having a conversation.
It's not even like,
day, and I feel like he has more of an accent than I do.
Yeah, who has more of an accent, me or Celeste?
Andres, for sure.
Andres, yeah.
What's my accent, though?
Boston.
It's like,
what is my accent, though? Kind of like that.
That's not how he sounds.
You say mother like mother.
That was really
not that
bad.
I sounded involved. I can't do...
But Canadians basically sound American, except with certain words. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Like, but, I live in Toronto, which is basically the America of Canada. But I have friends like right, who are from Sudbury, which is like a little more north than here. Sudbury, Ontario, and who say things like back home and you know things like actually.
Oh, so like kind of like Fargo.
Well, kind of like Fargo, kind of like Minnesota.
I feel like a we good... all want to attempt the accent, but we don't.
A good game that me and Celeste play that proves how like America centric this country is the fact is can you name like seven provinces of Canada?
No,
oh,
she can name
no,
like
wait. Which
let's
okay?
Do this.
British Columbia.
Yes,
Saskatchewan,
Newfoundland, Alberta's one, right?
Nova Scotia,
Manitoba,
Newfoundland,
yep. Maritime.
And I think I said that right.
Wait, you guys are pretty good. That's seven.
Okay, one at a time. One at a time, you savages.
What? Time zones?
Okay.
When
one
I
at a time.
Like Toronto.
Oh,
we're so much more cultured than Andres. Did you hear TCGS Teen's NPR edition?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she wasn't there for that.
You didn't hear that because we did that bit when you were gone. But you'll hear it when you listen to it again, and it was really okay, funny. Trust
oh,
us.
Oh, great.
It was hilarious.
I have a great Canada-America story. I was in my ninth grade, like, global history class, and my teacher was talking about I think it was the Olympics were either going to be, I think
the
it
wire.
Was that year or the... Yeah, it was the Toronto Olympics. And I think she said, like, Toronto is a province in Canada.
Ooh.
Which is so wrong
all kinds
on
wrong.
So many levels.
A province
and I was like, this
or
woman
province.
Is teaching me history.
I
providence.
Had a,
she
I
said
providence.
I'm not
the teacher.
One who's making that mistake. She said
oh.
providence.
That's
and
not
was
so many
terrifying.
Levels.
I had a middle school teacher who said the American dollar was still backed by gold.
and that you couldn't have dual citizenship.
And I was so pissed off, even as a middle schooler. I was just like, this woman, this teacher
is
trash.
Providence is like...
Is it not backed up by gold?
No. It's like, it's not backed up by anything other than like...
Didn't we stop that?
What? Like, the world's trust. I've been told by high school teachers for the last 5 years it's backed up by gold.
That's bullshit. Yeah, dude, that's not true at all. There is like a ton of gold in Fort Knox that we have as like a like lasting thing from when it was backed by gold. It has been backed by gold in like 40 years.
What is it like? It's like our trust fund?
No, it's like everyone just trusts America. That's literally what the dollar is like based on now. It's just our strength.
Your strength is...
Yeah, boy.
USA.
All right,
USA.
I have a question for Celeste, so shut up.
Yeah.
Celeste, is Degrassi as important in Canada as it is to me, or just anyone in America?
I didn't even realize that it was important to anyone, but I mean, I know it's like a thing, though, that America, like, knows that Degrassi is from Canada. I just think it's like one of these like long. I don't know.
Is Drake really big in Canada?
I live in Toronto, right? So he's from Toronto. So the people who like him like love him. The people who don't, are annoyed by him. I feel like that's like America.
That's like Macklemore and
Seattle. Yeah.
What about the big one? What about Justin Bieber?
So Justin Bieber is from. He isn't from Toronto. But he's from, like, this town where, like, Shakespeare is really big. There's, like, a lot of plays and old people. And so whenever we go there,
that explains
you have to see plays and stuff. They're always, like, it's, like, to Bieber or not to Bieber. There's, like, t-shirts that they sell there. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I want one.
Fuck Canada as a whole.
If I gave you, like, Canadian money, would you send me one?
I'd love to do that, Bryce, for you.
A loony?
Yes.
Is that what they call
please send loonies? Me money,
I
only
have
a loony.
Canadian dollars somewhere.
You guys have, like...
I'm thinking, like, is, like,
Bugs
Bunny
on it? You guys have, like,
$1
coins now, right? So those are what they're called. They have loons on them. Like the bird. Yeah.
And then toonies.
And
the toonies
loons,
and the
two, like,
right?
Those are $2. So two loonies. Toonies.
So these have like Daffy Duck.
You know your stuff,
and like Bugs Bunny.
It's only because my dad is from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that's basically Canada.
Okay, I feel that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know shit about Canada.
I will also say that Justin Bieber was here, like, was it like last week, getting arrested? And he was, like, at the Toronto police station downtown. And I don't know. I had friends who were, like, around that area who just went to go
did
look.
You...
There were, like, crowds that's outside awesome. This police station.
Celeste...
Okay. We should probably talk for TCGS. We should talk for TCGS, I think.
I want to ask Celeste another question. Just one more. Is hockey important to you?
Oh, fuck off, Naomi.
No, I really like hockey,
yeah,
and I want to know.
That is kind of... divides Andres and I sometimes when they're like big hockey games on is that like I have like a responsibility to like hold on to my team's butt.
When our friendship first began, the Toronto Maple Leafs were playing the Boston Bruins in the playoffs and it was game 7.
I hate the Bruins so much.
Good. Keep hating us if we win. Hate us because you ain't us. But we were like game 7. They go up 4-1 in the third period, and Celeste was like, "It's over, it's over." And we scored like 4 goals. We end up winning the game, like, but a miraculous victory, like one of those wins that like people from Boston tell stories
like,
about for
to
years
me.
To come. And like the next day at school, people were like, "That was fucking awesome. That was wicked fucking awesome. Those fucking queers from Toronto thought they could fucking keep up with us, but
goodness.
Nah." This is the best.
Even Andres' Massachusetts accent sounds racist, which is so sad.
He's a bully.
I also, too, though, I feel like Toronto was pretty bad sport in those games. Like, I saw somebody holding a sign that said something like, Boston not strong, or something like that. It was such poor taste.
No, it was Boston strong, Toronto stronger. It was Toronto,
oh
Boston
my God,
strong,
yeah.
Toronto
that
stronger.
Right.
That's what it said.
And then there was also, like, the gold medal women's game last week. And then followed by, and that was something where I was like, I sent Andres just like a text being like, big win. And it's like, I'm not even that, I don't know that much about hockey, but like, it's way more fun just to talk to Andres about it when we win. But then But then followed by that, I was like, just to track that. Oh, but also I don't want to celebrate too early because we might lose tomorrow in the men's game. which we didn't.
Yeah, and the men won. So. The men beat us again.
I don't know if that answers your question. So I guess I'm kind of into it when it bothers me.
Hockey. So, Andres, I don't know what question you were going to ask. I cut you off, so go for it.
Okay, TCGS stuff I think we should talk about.
Yes.
First off, I think we should probably ask Celeste. I know Celeste and Ariel met through Jimmy Fallon. Celeste is like the biggest Fallon fan I know. Yeah. She adores him. And they met through that, but how did you get to TCGS from there, Celeste?
Through Ariel. I remember she was trying to get an internship at that time. And I guess she had been interested in it. I remember her like being very, very excited about Murph proposing to Diana. I think that might have been my first episode. Like, maybe I think I probably watched that like soon after that.
That's almost exactly when I started watching.
Yeah.
So. Like down to the episode, that's almost exactly when I started watching.
Yeah, I remember her like telling me about like, am I shaving you and stuff like that. So I think that was around then. I remember though my first
Paige
call was
knowingly smiles.
Real talk.
She got to talk to Paula. Celeste was on the call on the Paula.
I remember that.
Oh, do you?
Because I remember in the chat, everyone was trying to get on, and it was just so many people were calling that, like, I think I tried calling like a half an hour earlier, and it was just like no one was getting through.
Yeah.
And then you got through, and everyone was like, "You got through!" And, like, excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Excited for you, and then a little bit dejected, and then you were just like, "Sorry."
And then Chris was a dick to her. Chris was a dick to her.
Okay,
on that
this
call.
Is what Andres always says, that like Chris was really
mean
to me.
Mal Bloom was in the chat. Then.
She was, yeah, and she tweeted me after being like, "Oh no!" She tweeted something after being like, "Oh, I love how Celeste was just like, I don't know, I just called." Like, and that was true. Like,
that
was like one of the few. Like, I haven't called that many times, so that was one of the few times. And everyone was so nice about it. Like, no one was. Well, like, I feel like some people were.
Except Gethard. Gethard was a dick.
I think what happened. I said something like, I wanted to carry Amy and Chris like in my pocket so that they could tell me what to do. Like, and I think he was mildly offended by that. But
yeah, Chris was not like a teenage girl telling him that I'd like you to be in my pocket.
It was more of like a guidance thing, but I guess it ended up making him sound like an elf or something.
I mean,
a pedophile.
He's kind of elfish.
A little bit, yeah.
He kind of looks like a pedophile.
Like a mini version of him. That's not so far fetched.
I think Real Talk was my first call,
oh,
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so.
That's weird.
That's really odd. Like,
we both started watching like at the exact same time. We both had the first call on the same episode.
Oh.
I always associated you, Royce, with like, I didn't think that you were that soon. I thought you would have been watching earlier. I don't know why I like forgot.
Yeah, same here.
No, I know. Like, I'm really late to the party.
I think.
Yeah.
I
like, and then you just become like this huge part of it. Like, everyone's like, get hyphy. It's
a huge part with giant air quotes.
Yeah, with giant air quotes.
No, I remember, I think, following you on Twitter, Royce, for like early on. I'm not sure. So.
Okay.
I think I might have.
That's the question I want to ask, because I think it's weird that like we're friends with like everyone here, and I think that kind of started around the pilot, but when did everyone become aware of everyone else's existences? Because that's the thing that had to happen before like
I want to go out on a limb and say I was the first one to find a shot of all of us, right?
I feel like yeah.
Wait, Andres, what episode did you find it?
The one before the Milkshake of Death. The one before the Milkshake of Death.
No, I think I found it before you. I found
I
it,
might have too, though.
Really?
Really?
No, you found it at Conan, didn't you?
Well, when was Milkshake of Death?
That was 27.
Before Conan.
Oh, okay. I found it at 31.
I found it
okay,
at 24.
Okay, yeah, I found it.
Okay.
What episode is that?
I think that was the basketball one.
Oh, that's
how
did
you find it then?
I think it was like the first one that I watched live and called in, and I kind of was still like, oh, the show was. I had watched episodes like the older archived episodes, and I was like, oh, it's kind of funny. I'll get into it. And the main reason I started watching was because of Jeff Rubin and the Jeff Rubin show.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, huh, and I listened to that episode, and I was like, oh, let me listen more and watch more, and I just kind of did.
Oh, then we found the same time then, because I listened to that same exact episode.
Huh.
Yeah, then, like, so we must have found, I must have got the number one, because that was how I found it too, and I listened to that episode the day it came out, so I think we found it at the same time then.
So this is weird. Okay, can we complete the trifecta? Paige and Chris, did you guys like find it at the exact same time?
I found it right when Royce found it.
So no, right, you guys really
did. So, was damn, you guys are related. Live together.
I just found it by myself. I found it with my dad. Yeah. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
You and your
that's
dad so found cool. it at the same time.
Oh, God. Senior editor of Golf Digest, Peter Finch.
Can we get him on at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
We have gotten him on.
Who?
No, off camera, though, like off mic. It was just, I yelled, I'm a big fan of your editing work at him when he was Skyping.
After the
recording. Oh, yeah. In terms of, like, realizing people's existences, though, Naomi, I remember watching your, the YouTube video. But I don't think that...
Yeah, no, that's yeah. what I was aware
yeah,
of.
But
no.
I don't think I put it together that that was you until, like, a couple weeks ago. Like, recently.
Really?
Like, I don't think... My. Yeah.
I'm simultaneously honored and completely embarrassed.
No, so for the longest time, like, I thought just, like, Naomi was just, like, too cool for school. Because, like, I was aware of the video,
no,
and I thought it was,
clearly
like...
Clearly not.
I thought it was like the coolest thing that happened, but then like you like weren't that much around like in like on Tumblr or on Twitter as much.
Oh yeah.
So I was just like, she's just like too cool for all this nerd stuff.
I'm like really embarrassed at this moment. I think that I just didn't find people on Tumblr. I didn't realize that people were using Tumblr to, like, connect with the show. And then I started following, like, Millie and I think I started following you, Royce, and Andres, and I sort of, like, just branched out. And the more and more people that will follow me on Tumblr that are fans of the show, I go through... When
do
I
you
get
follow
Tumblr
back?
Follower, yeah, like, I...
Do you FF?
I usually follow back. It, like, depends if I find anything TCGS-related or not.
Yeah, no,
but
that's
if I find it. Enough and I'm like, oh, I dig it, like, I dig it.
Can
but,
you dig it, sucker?
But I think that I didn't tweet about TCGS because I always felt that my friends from home were like, what the fuck is Naomi doing at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night? And my friends, all of my friends are back home are really big into Twitter. And, like, I hate when they live tweet, like, football games or something. So I was like, why would I live tweet a comedy show that nobody watches? And I never joined the chat because I couldn't figure out how to get the chat to work for the longest time.
I had my Tumblr since like 2009, I want to say, but I deleted all those posts because it was so embarrassing. So now my Tumblr shows like from 2011.
I think Tumblr was like the biggest way I met people, and then I just added everyone on Facebook.
Right. I think the reason why I got so into the Tumblr was because like I had made one but had never used it. And then there's this thing when you watch a show where people just like post their Tumblr URLs like after it. And, like, that happened the first time, and I just had this, like, dormant Tumblr. So I was like, I'll use it for this. So, like, my Tumblr started out, like, almost exclusively
my friend.
Just, like, Get the Show things and Get the Show people. God, I want to read those so bad.
Oh,
that's what I did. I had my Tumblr since, like, freshman year of high school, and I just deleted everything from it because I went back and, like, I had, like, 11,000 posts, and I went down to 7,000 because I deleted everything that was really embarrassing.
Yeah. I've gotten Tumblr close suicide. To, like, that kind of Tumblr suicide, and, like, Ariel has, like, talked me through it, being like, it doesn't need to be this way. You're going to look
back,
you're going to regret
ledge.
It.
I'm going to, like, look
so
back
many people are
going to
be upset about it.
Like,
yeah,
2014, when you posted that thing at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be proud of it. Lameness.
I think that when I was getting into the show, I was, like, getting out of Tumblr. So I wasn't really ever, like, a prevalent part of the TCGS Tumblr,
really?
Like, interactions.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That was like you came in right when I said
I could. I did the
first
like
episode.
Like
I had an appearance like on screen.
I like
twice. Like, I think
I
two
because like I get to
the first
see
hand.
Their, I get
the
to
first
know
hand
about
episode,
them. People post
the one where
like
Murph.
Personal, and I think it's really interesting because I feel like it's more intimate. I feel like it's more intimate than like Twitter, where I'm just like tweeting about playing Candy Crush in the toilet a lot. Like. which is a real thing that I need to stop.
Like, I think Andres was, like, the first person I knew of out of all of us, because just, like, how frequently he called.
Yeah.
And, like, going through the archived episodes. Okay.
Yeah.
Which
one?
Celestin put that together until just now.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
Celestin. Oh, yeah. But, like, I think that a lot of you guys, like, existed in this weird, like, separate place for the first, like, because it was, like, a weird thing where, like, I knew of you guys. And you weren't, like, quite, like, celebrities. Like, I don't know, but, like, you were just, like, people. He's, like, Paige with the Nick skirt. I think that's when I knew you, like, were a person.
And then you made that song, and it was like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. So, like,
yeah, that was amazing.
Really?
Oh.
No. Yeah, no, I... Shut up. He's making a joke.
Like, a year and a half before I was, like, quote-unquote known among the fans, I think. Because it wasn't really until last summer that people knew who I was.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I guess that's what the video did for me, because like I didn't really. I guess the Chris Gethard show was a very like private thing of mine for a long time until I met people through the show. But like, I kept it very like quiet because I was like, oh, people don't care about this. I tried to show it to friends and they wouldn't get it. And I was just like, you know what? Never mind. And then I, like, deeded friends in college, so I just made them through the internet.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, this weird thing, I don't know, we're, like, I don't know, I felt like I was on a lower tier of fan than, like, you guys.
Yeah, you were pretty low. We didn't consider you an actual friend.
Not pretty low.
We didn't consider you an actual human until, like, you started talking to us.
Oh, yeah, that's how it worked.
I think there were only, like, a few, like, ins that I had with the show. Like, so I would talk to Andres about it, I'd talk to Ariel about it. And that was, like, about it, I feel. And I didn't really, like, leave that, like, circle.
Now you're on this podcast.
And then, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've spoken to a few of you sometimes.
Can I just say something? I know we talk about a lot of TCGS. Can I just say one quick thing?
Yes.
So, we have this drug guy that comes to the school, and he... Oh, shit. He may hear this, but whatever. This is such a weird thing, and it's really awkward.
Wait, a what?
A drug guy. Like, he talks to us about drugs and, like, not doing them. He was, like, he's a recovering addict.
Oh, okay.
And so he asked us, what do you want to do with your lives when you grow up?
Okay.
And I said, I want to, like, I don't know, something cool. Like, I'd like to go to do something, like, comedy-related. And he said, so do you, like, have a podcast or something? So I said, well, yeah, I actually do. And his connection, he goes, yeah, he was in the comedy, he was on the iTunes Comedy Top 100. And the guy's like, whoa. I have to listen to this podcast. So he asked me for it. So I mounted, like, go to talking to TCGS and, like, looked away and walked away.
Oh, my goodness.
Then on Thursday, he corners me in the hall and he goes, here's my iPhone. I want you to type it into the podcast and subscribe me to it because I can't find it on iTunes. So he's now subscribed to this podcast. And apparently, he's, like, a big comedy nerd. Like, I looked at his comedy subscription. It's, like, Comedy Bang Bang, WTF with Mark Maron, Pete Holmes. Like, he's a pretty... like, normal guy. But the fact that some adult from my school is now listening, subscribed to our show.
Wait, my question is, your school has a dedicated anti-drug guy?
He's there every day.
Wait, he's there every day?
Like, don't do drugs.
He walks through the hallway just like...
That's his job.
...from kids, like, throwing it down. I don't know.
Is that what happens? Like, is that, like...
He's like a human-friendly reminder that to not do
drugs. There has to be more to his job than just... What's he do?
Is he like a counselor?
Yeah,
like in the hallway, and he's just like, "Hey guys, don't do drugs, do friendship," and like keeps walking.
Is that real? Wait, is that
like
that's
he
his job?
Meetings for sometimes, just... and he's just like, "Okay guys, so you see, I was once addicted to marijuana, and now I'm not, and you guys shouldn't be either."
Does he
yeah,
really
stuff
say
like that?
I was addicted.
He apparently
to marijuana.
Had tumors in his lungs. He smoked so much. He said. Like, is that a thing you can get? I didn't even know. But the really sad thing about the meetings is after each one, I get out and look, I always look to the connect to me and go, I really want to smoke pot now. It sounds awesome. Like, he's always saying,
Andres was gonna hear this.
That's so true. Whatever, pushing through.
Keep it in voice. Don't edit it out.
I don't know if I'm going to edit this out. I just feel like Andres isn't explaining enough, because I'm just imagining a dude with like a Dare t-shirt being like, "You guys know what not what to do," and just like doing nothing else all day with it, just like walking around.
I don't know. He's actually a really nice guy, and he's like not lame, which is a good thing, because like it's so easy to be one of those lame drug guys. Yeah. But he's not that lame. He seems pretty down to earth.
I'm imagining Jeff Rosso's character. He has long hair.
I'm just imagining like
he's like, "Yo, dude."
Like a dude, I know what's up. Jester with like the bells on his hat, just being like, "Don't do drugs, kids."
Really funny.
I literally like.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Royce, you were just
my
so much
job
more
is just to run around and say this because Andres hasn't elaborated on my actual job description. Like, he must do paperwork.
I don't think
and stuff.
So. Kid is like, one really.
He's a man who. Like,
He only
had one funny, corny moment when some kid was like, "Yeah, like, home." What are you into? I watch cool stuff like Workaholics and Family Guy. And I'm like, "Yeah, you are cool, man."
More white people Workaholics on TV.
The most I think this guy is
drug
just like
related TV show. Like,
he watched it. He goes, "So that's what they're doing with their marijuana." That's what I just imagined.
Oh my god. That moment when the Beast Masturbator yells about Workaholics is one of my favorites.
It's
so good.
I would just like to say that I'm not making fun of Mr. Drugman. I'm just making fun of Andres just like completely dropping on the ball on like his description of you. So if you listen to this, you seem like a cool guy.
Yeah, Royce, you're going to have to
drugs
put a disclaimer.
Are bad.
A disclaimer for Drugman.
Drugs are not bad.
It's just so...
You typed it into his phone. Like, he's gonna find it.
He might not listen to this specific episode.
That doesn't mean he's gonna like it enough to listen
what
to four episodes.
What if the biggest fans emailing us in? It's Teeds Talking TCGS to email. No,
that would be awesome. We would have someone emailing
us
in.
It's not hard to become our biggest fan via email because nobody emails us.
Nobody emails us.
TCGS Teeds with a Z. TCGS TEENZ. When he saw that, he goes, "Oh, it's Teeds with a Z." And I'm like, "Yeah, we're so hip.
Because we're fancy."
That's why no one knows about this podcast. It's impossible to say.
Yeah, oh god. So yeah.
Let's put it on the Twitter.
No, it is on the Twitter.
Why the fuck can't
I
don't know.
It's right there on the Twitter.
Have you guys ever had moments where people treat you like a TCGS celebrity at all?
Royce is just doing this so he can bring up his story.
Not really.
Andres, what's your moment?
Theater, and some guy, I was going to get a seat, and like I was like, "Is this taken?" And then he looks up, he goes, "Holy shit, you're Andres from Massachusetts." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, what's up?" And like I high-fived him. And then it's always UCB, like whenever I meet people I know. Like once a guy at the ticket counter, I was like, "My name is Andres." And he goes, "Would it happen to be under Andres from Massachusetts?" And I'm like, "Wow, like you nailed that." And at my school, what happened? I was sitting in the library typing on my computer and this kid behind me whispered Rats Carlton. And I... like, he went into my ear and he's like, "That's Carlton!" And I turned around like, "Holy shit!" And he looked at me and he's like, "Lose well!" And he ran out. And I've yet to see him again since then.
What?
It was like,
what?
He was a ghost. He was a ghost.
And then I walked out of the library and like, "That library's been closed for 20 years! It was a ghost."
Oh my god. Oh, they did that gag on Community this week, and it was so good.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, wait, I haven't
the
seen
old-timey
it.
Photo club joke at the end, like, absolutely.
Shh, Chris hasn't seen it yet. My dad laughed out loud when that happened. Like, he was just kind of watching it, like, from the other room, and then he saw that, and he was like, "Ha!" That's great.
I think my moment was I went to TCGS for the first time live, and I remember Pat Kottner was like, oh no, sit in front, and like you need to sit in the front of the audience. And then I was about to sit down, and Chris saw me and like gave me a big hug and was like so excited to see that I was even there. And I was like, yeah. And then I just sat down and didn't do anything for the rest of the episode except watch. But like, and then like a bunch of other people recognized me, like Banana Man and Messenger Bag like immediately recognized me, and I was like, this is out of control. And that was it. And it's a very sad moment of like importance.
So Celeste, has anyone ever come up to you because they read your Huffington Post articles?
Do you
like,
I read your article on race. It had no effect on me, but
they walk up to you and they go, "Why aren't you doing math homework?"
No, somebody.
It amazes me you're not doing math homework right now because I'm racist, like fucking right.
They're like, "Can you even see? I saw your article." Oh, God. What they said. No, I will say one time, I mean, I think the first time I called in, or I don't know if it was the first time, one of the first times I called in, Chris was like, I don't know, he said something like, oh, like, Celeste, like, you're like a 17-year-old girl too, right? And I was like, how did you know that? And I think that like we had talked on Facebook before, and like I had like tweeted at him, so I don't know if that was how he knew that.
So
it wasn't
like way
moment.
Too much.
In terms of the
Celeste
Huffington
has way
Post
too much
things.
Confidence about talking to celebrities. Like, she's always constantly saying, you should just, like, invite Gethard to, like, do something with you one of these times. Which is, like, no, that's not going to happen. So she's like my mother. She's like, you guys should just hang out sometime. It'd be so much fun. And then...
It's less that. It's more that, like, I think Andres does not take advantage of the fact that, like, Chris thinks he's a cool and, like, fun person
don't
to be
think
around.
So. But then, also, she's constantly, like, messaging... Oh, getting somebody to talk to you on Twitter somehow? Like, they just do? It just happens somehow. Like, who was it? Some female comedian, like, messaged you, like, direct messaged you the other day?
I was talking to Sarah Schaefer this week.
What?
Like, I don't know what happened. It was
They
really
asked
exciting.
If you're a female comedian, please tweet us. And Celeste tweeted her saying she was a female comedian. And...
It's not true. That's not how it happened. I tweeted back like a couple like female comedians I liked, and then also like added my name to it. But like I thought she would like realize it was like a bit just because like that was my name. And then she messaged me, like she followed me, messaged me being like, "Hey, like you're a comedian, right? Just want to make sure that like everyone on the list is a comedian." I was like, "No." Sorry. And then I said, I was like, I'm a teenager and not a comedian. I think those two things are mutually exclusive. And then we were just talking. I don't know. She was super nice, super friendly, and like was just like giving me so much advice just about like life and comedian stuff. I don't know.
God.
It was so, it was
that
really
sounds
cool.
Awesome.
She's so cool.
Wait, so do you want to be a comedian?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be a comedian. I don't know if I'm good enough, like funny enough to do anything comedy. I do like writing though.
She'd probably just do math when she grows up.
Maybe like to write.
Just like something math related.
Yeah, maybe a mathematician. It's comedian, mathematician.
A dentist.
I can't decide. It's really difficult. I'm so good at both of them. So I don't know. We'll see who contacts me first.
The math. Oh, what's this? Math is calling me. They're offering me a position as CEO of math.
Math, the subject, is calling me. Oh no, on the other line, it's comedy.
Oh, gotta pick up.
Gotta pick up.
Gotta pilot deal.
She's a busy
deal
businesswoman.
From
oh,
every
that,
network.
That was great.
I feel like if comedy yeah, called you, they'd be like, you could play really stereotypical characters, right? Like, you could play
yeah,
a sushi chef, right?
Can you accent a bit, please?
I'll play like a funny
You can't
massacre.
Pronounce your R's right, right?
I was watching Lost in Translation. Surprisingly racist.
Yeah, I realized that too.
Yeah, like, and it's not like it's not okay because it's not like the 1960s Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, we didn't know better. It's 2003. We knew better in 2003, Bill Murray.
I was just about to say that. I was just about to use that comparison.
Yeah.
I feel like Asian people like have gotten one of the shortest ends of the stick.
Is that another joke, you racist?
Comedy.
In terms of being portrayed in a comedic.
No, that's a completely serious.
Or
like,
just movies and TV in general.
When have you seen like an Asian character played straight? Like, not very often.
I mean, I was thinking,
does that show? That's true.
Or in a lead role.
I think who tweeted? I think someone tweeted on about that Disney Channel show with like the racist.
Oh my
Indian
god,
kid.
That's the worst.
And it just
there
sickening.
YouTube video.
Really?
I didn't hear about that?
What is
it's
that?
It's called Jesse. It's called Jesse, and it's like this Indian character.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen that. That little kid
so
is like
offensive.
Super offensive.
And it's like, whoa. What is going on now? Like,
there's this show. My mom watches it. It's like a I can't remember The Neighbors or something like that. But like, it's like aliens.
Yeah.
And they're adjusting to like being in society. Okay, so that show, I've seen a couple episodes, and there's actually an Asian character and. There's like they don't say anything about him being Asian at all. It's like they're kind of like a multicultural family. Like these aliens like wanted to like portray each race. I think.
So
I think that's the only thing that's mentioned about it.
So the only way us as Americans can make shows that have Asian characters being normal when we outweird them with people from other planets.
Is if they're not from this planet, and they're like that's enough.
Even on like Community, which is one of the most diverse shows, we talk about Community more often than normal. Than most people
so
talk about Community.
That.
But like even the Asian character on that in such a diverse show is offensive.
And I think that's partly like
it's weird.
I think that's partly kind of like a parody of how that they're appropriate.
Because also Ken Jeong is hilarious.
Like the fact that he's the fact so that. Chang himself is saying.
Can I also say that my mom, whenever I'm watching Community, she's like convinced that like Danny Putty like isn't
Putty?
Like Pootie. I so bad. I pronounced fucking Imogen's name wrong like five times. It's not because I'm racist, it's because I can't pronounce things. But she's like convinced.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
And we always have to mention Harry Potter. She's like convinced that they like put brown on him.
She doesn't believe
that he's like Southeastern Asian or something. Like she just thinks that. Like,
well, the character isn't Southeast.
What is he? What's his character?
He's Indian.
Who? Abed? Who?
He's half Polish.
Yeah, Abed. Well, I think he's half Indian, or something like that.
What did I say?
Because they just use his actual ethnicity.
Did I say?
Yeah, because he's half Polish.
You said
right.
Southeast Asian, which is way off.
Isn't that? Oh,
yeah.
Because he would be correct. He does not look Southeast.
Yeah,
Asian.
That is true. Sorry. I feel like whenever
you're like
I say
2,000
something,
miles off.
Rice, you're digging yourself into a hole.
You've officially taken the crown off me as most racist, and it's firmly placed on your head. It is firmly wedged on your head.
Throwing it across coasts.
I just totally called out Andres in the first episode as racist, and it's just like...
Oh, you can't see it right now, but he has those Google like art things, and it's just a KKK hoodie. But also a cat face. Also a cat face. It's kind of funny because it's like a cat face, but it's also a KKK hoodie.
It takes the edge off the KKK hoodie.
Like, if we're going to talk about race on television, like, what's up? Like, there's not that many, like, minorities on, like, network TV at all anymore, like, in terms of, like, sitcoms.
Really.
Except for, like, things
you
like Community. So.
Television is really, it's starting to be really conscious of, like, homosexuality more than, like, race, it seems. Like, I feel like every show needs a gay character of some sort.
And
which
the thing is too, they also have to start doing the thing where it's,
like,
they can't. They're starting to do the thing now, but they've never done it with race. But they can't mention the character's gay because, like, they don't want to be like happy endings. Kind of. That was like what like.
Oh yeah, there's weird. Like,
yeah,
they treat it so
weird.
Like having like the gay characters in Modern Family who are like married and have a child together. Like haven't they not kissed or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
three seasons. Well, one of the actors isn't gay.
Still.
Well, I mean, like, gay characters kiss women all the time.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that part of your job to, like...
It's the fact that he's not gay.
That was a terrible excuse. I was just thinking, that might be why the actor himself has it. Because, like, maybe... But even more so, it's like a weird... Because, like, I watched a bunch of Modern Family over the winter break. It's like, they just never kiss. They are just, like... Like, they're a normal family in terms of everything else, and they're very,
they just love each other platonically.
It almost seems like that because they never kiss.
It's a relationship based on convenience.
I mean, it's weird.
But, like, if you, like, look back, like where's our generation's different strokes?
Royce. Trying
the
to
proud
fix
family.
It.
Like, what you talking about,
Willis? Whoa, trying
Willis?
To fix it now?
It's the proud
it's
family.
To think about the fact, like, it's Oscar Sunday. Like, Chiwetel Ejiofor, that's his name, right? The guy from Twelve Years
yeah,
a Slave.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably not going to win the Oscar. And I personally think he had by far the best performance of the year. But they gave it to McConaughey, most
right.
likely, or Bruce Stern. I think I think at this point, it's reached a point where a lot of critics are saying Chiwetel has no chance at winning now.
Yeah, well, it's to the point where, like, statistically,
years,
he's not going to win.
I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, because he hasn't won enough the other awards.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
they, there was
enough the other awards.
Or just because he's not white,
no,
statistically,
he's
not
a person of
win.
Color. So there was this.
It's
no,
like
there
a
was like
1%
this publication
chance.
Of, like just statistically, like, people of color versus, like, white people winning Oscars, and, like, the disparity was huge.
It's crazy. Like, have you, when has an Asian ever won an Oscar for, like, lead actor?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think none. How many, like, prominent Asian actors are there, though? That's not many.
Like, only, like, Ken Watabi?
Yeah.
He's kind of a...
Watanabe.
Oh, yeah.
Watanabe.
Even then, like, he played second fiddle to a white dude in a movie about samurais. Like, fuck off,
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise
is a hero.
Jesus.
Leave him out of it.
We're not getting into this talk again. Fuck Tom Cruise. But I also saw, I've seen posts about, like women in film and how little... Like how women directors are supposed to the amount of women directors, but then also women are, like, always, like, are, like, it's, like, 33% of casts are women, and, like, it's just, it's a huge imbalance, and I think that there's so
well,
many different minorities that it's, like, if a show was to try and, like, nail all of them and, like, be, like, look,
and
how
would be fake. At that point,
it would
be just
fake.
Like, you can't...
No,
yeah,
but
it
wouldn't
so
be fake because that's
the
what. But like. It wouldn't be fake because that's what real life is, you know. Like right now in this Google chat, like, we're more minority than white people,
fuck,
and that's
you,
not
Paige
weird.
And Naomi.
That's just, like, life. But it's
Royce.
You guys
know
are the minorities, Paige and Naomi. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
I think that Royce wants us to, like, start
a lot
race
of friendly fire with my casual racism.
I think that the best environment to, like, make a show that has so much diversity but so and doesn't feel fake would be, like, a show about
community.
College.
Community.
Because
real
community.
Like,
well, and I
hell.
Think that, like, I think ultimately you just want people to cast who's ever is best for the role. Because you wouldn't want just, like, people getting, like...
Right, and that was that whole thing with SNL this
just because
year.
Of,
right.
The diversity issue.
But the only problem...
Yeah.
Was that...
Yeah, it felt weird, but I'm glad she got the job. But I think the problem is that, like, the problem goes so much deeper in that there's less encouragement for, like, minorities to get into positions where they could be the best
right,
candidate
yeah.
for
yeah, exactly.
said role, you know? Because there's just less
Yeah, and actually that was exactly like, what Sarah Schaefer was tweeting about, like, when I had responded to it. Just, she was just saying there are, like, so few women, there are so few opportunities for women in, like, the entertainment business. And she wanted to, like, prove that, like, that is partly because, like, people don't realize that there are so many women who are ready, who are capable of, like, being hilarious and good and smart. And so she had, like, typed up this list of, like,
right.
just female comedians. And she was like, I made this list in half an hour, and there's, like, over 100 names on it. Mm-hmm. And just, like, funny women.
Well, it's, like, when people try to, like, say that, like, the gender disparity or, like, any, like, race disparity is because, like, people simply don't want to, that it's like, it's a choice that women are in positions that are in places of power or influence. That it's, like, their choice to do that. It's, like, that's bullshit. It's because they're making the choice not to be in those positions because there's so many fucking obstacles in front of them to do it. Like, if you need to work twice as hard as a man who just isn't capable
right.
of it, like, yeah, you're going to be dissuaded.
I think it's a little bit of that
because I feel
like there's, like, a misconception that it's that way. Or that it has to be that way.
Yeah. Shit, this teen's
anyways,
episode.
Anyways, guys, want to go skateboarding?
Yeah, guys, teenagers, we want to change things.
But we're...
yeah, let's go do some graffiti.
We just spray paint things.
But we're gonna change
we
that
things
shit.
Like, give women equal pay on walls. like the nicest graffiti. Like the cops pull up to it and they're like, yeah, I guess that's right. But like, it shouldn't have done that though.
I saw some great posts on Tumblr that was like equality bake sale. Cupcakes 75 cents for women, $1 for men. And I was like, so it was
guys,
very
I'm gonna go do an,
to me. And then someone was like,
I'm gonna go do an ollie for gay rights.
An ollie.
That should be the new hashtag is Ollie for gay rights.
For integration.
Like Ollie, the number 4, gay rights with a Z.
Can you please tweet that out?
I'm going to do an Ollie for gay rights.
I'm retweeting it. I'll do it from the Twitter account right now. I'm
retweeting both of them.
Oh, God.
Ollie for gay rights. That's great. If I could skateboard, I would do that all the time.
Family Matters. This is a sitcom with Steve Urkel.
Do you guys think pogo sticking is a very teen thing to do?
That's, like,
that's my question.
Very teen thing to do.
Pogo sticking is more middle school.
No, wait, okay.
I feel like pogo sticking is middle school or like drunk college freshman. Like, only those two demographics.
This summer, I went to this thing in New York. I think it was in Union Square. And it was like this pogo sticking world championship. And it was like the coolest shit I've ever seen.
What can you actually do on a pogo stick other than?
It was so cool. It just did like
what you normally do.
What can't you do on a pogo stick, Celeste?
Really? Oh my goodness.
They did like tons of crazy flips.
Yeah, I do. I own a pogo stick.
They were like really nice pogo
sticks. You own one? You own one and you're here with us
everywhere.
And not pogo sticking out in the wild?
Change, I'm down.
Celeste, let's go pogo sticking.
Everyone come up to Toronto. We'll go pogo sticking. I'll get you.
It's an extreme, bro.
Canada.
Oh, God.
Hook it up, fatty
so,
style.
I have a question. Is Toronto like the New York City of Canada, or is there something like?
No, I know what you mean.
I know Toronto.
Yeah, it is very much like America. Just like it's kind of like a big city. Like we have a downtown where there's like big buildings with lights and stuff. Like it looks we have a part like there's Dundas Square, which is kind of like a mini Times Square. And I think I'll say like in terms of like. Festivals and like I don't know celebrities like the Toronto International Film Festivals here obviously and like I don't know there's like a lot of events that I feel are American that like come to Toronto and I feel like it's the biggest like city like the Toronto Comedy Scene is cool.
Is there like any I was going to say something else, but yeah, like, isn't Toronto, like, you hear about the comedy that comes from there, and it seems pretty awesome. Like, there's, like, a lot, like, a bit of history.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, really great shit coming from there.
There's a lot going on here.
First one I should have thought about. Like, Kids in the Hall.
Degrassi does shoot here, if that's what you're interested in there.
That's the only reason
I remember the first time I got to Degrassi, it was during the Women's World Cup Finals, and the Women's World Cup Finals is on, and my mom was like, hey, can you change to the final? That was the most recent one, and I accidentally hit the wrong number, and I was watching Degrassi, and I was like, oh, this is dumb, and I went to change it, but then some of the characters were like, I'm tired of your bulimia breaking this friendship up, and I was like, whoa, what? I have to hear more about this. And I just stopped, and my mom was like, did you change it? I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, she's running for class president, but she's also bulimic, and if she doesn't cut it out, she'll have to get dialysis, and this guy wants to move out from his family's house, and fuck the World Cup, we're watching Degrassi now. And we just ended up watching Degrassi the rest of the night. Like, we didn't even want the U.S. to win.
I could not pinpoint which episode you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't even think of, like, which character that could be.
Imagine,
like... I hated specific characters much in that show.
Imagine if real high school was like Degrassi.
I was afraid that high school was going to be like Degrassi. I was so scared going into my freshman year. I was like, somebody's going to try and get me pregnant. I'm going to try
and get shot. You're going to
come out.
Like,
so nervous.
Didn't Drake get shot?
I wasn't afraid I was going to get shot because that happened in the guy's bathroom. And I wasn't about to bully anyone.
Did they have the black character get shot?
Because he deserved it, Royce.
Whole episode about race.
I'm taking that crown back.
It's yours. You keep it. The other thing about Degrassi, though,
Well, didn't he mean to shoot someone else?
I really could not tell you.
But he was going to shoot somebody else as well. I watched way too much of
that. Was Drake getting on like his
truck?
Oh, that's him? That was him?
He was shot in Pale after that. Yeah.
That was one of the biggest fucking moments.
I cried so hard when one character died.
A few of them. Yeah, it's like a pretty small Degrassi world. Like, I've met a few of them, Monroe Chambers, those guys, Justin Kelly, those people are in, like, I just name dropped.
Okay, from what I'm hearing, we have to use Celeste and Naomi's connections and get all of Degrassi on an episode. And just talk to them about being a teen.
Totally.
Yes.
I don't know
anything about Degrassi.
I need to preface this by saying, I am internet friends with Jake Goldsby, who played Toby on Degrassi, through the Chris Gethard show, actually. And
what? Get him on!
Oh, did I never explain this? Oh, my God. So, I tweeted something, and then, like, Chris retweeted it, and he favorited it. And so I was like, oh my God, he's a fan of the Chris Gethard show. And I was like, holy shit. And Jake had done an episode of the Jeff Rubin show. So I like, right. And I had listened to that. And so I followed him on Twitter. And I was like, I can't believe you're a fan of the Chris Gethard show. And he followed me back. And now we were chatting at that point, and I actually met him at Saddle Bee Nay High because we went to that. And yeah. So I met him, and I haven't talked to him recently, but like it was a really cool moment. But like he's an adult who has moved past Degrassi now, and he writes a lot of sports.
He writes for a sports website,
and he does sports, something like that.
This is it. This is exactly what I was saying when, like, you guys were like higher tier TCGS fans. Like, you're talking about fucking people.
Yeah, we fucked the grass all the time. Yeah, man. 80 Bryant knows me.
Do you just go to the Degrassi orgies? 80
Bryant knows me. Tonka Bell knows me.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
My ass.
That was so funny.
Like, it was so funny how she said.
Yeah. and then
Bobby Moynihan is Bobby Moynihan's guest is great. That one.
My favorite sketch was the bird 12 Bible. Years a Slave one, though.
I still haven't seen this SNL episode.
It was so...
Bird Bible! Bird Bible was amazing! Me and Celeste were Skyping that episode. I was dying at Bird Bible.
The basis of the sketch is that there's like
I love the moment where they're...
But instead of all the Bible characters, there's just birds to make it more exciting. It makes no sense. It's so stupid.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Well, yeah. It's very Bible, much like that, actually. Like
the Kids in the Hall sketch, Dr. Seuss Bible, is my favorite sketch of all time. I love it.
It's great. It's some little kid reading the Bible. Oh, and this goes, this sucks.
The best SNL sketches are the weirdest ones.
Oh, yeah. I love it when SNL gets super weird.
Like, my favorite sketch ever is probably Main Court.
Main Court.
Oh, yeah. Main Court is the best.
It makes no sense, Main Court.
Oh, that one's really good.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of that sketch thing where it's just like, I can't believe they're putting this on network television and I'm loving it like so much. Like it gets like a little bit like, I get giddy.
It's very much what Drew, did you guys listen to the newest Talkin' TCGS with Drew Johnston? Well, it's not the newest one, like it's a kind of...
Yeah.
It's not the newest one.
No, but there's
a
whole thing where you talk about like how dumb humor, doing it right, is smarter than like smart humor. Because to find a balance is funny is so difficult because you can't go too far. Like Bird Bible is perfect, I thought. Like just such a dumb premise, but it's so funny.
It's like almost it's so funny when someone puts the work into executing something super dumb, but like executing it like perfectly.
There was that great sketch with they did like a fake commercial where it was like a delivery pizza, but it wasn't actually pizza.
Yeah, that was so great.
And then Kristen Wiig is like pretending to eat it, and like,
and it's like she won't put it.
But that was really funny. No, yeah, and like it's such a dumb premise where it's like, what if this pizza isn't pizza? Yeah. I love thinking about.
That's just like.
I yep. just. I just love thinking of people pitching these.
That's why I was laughing so hard, because it's like the pitch of that was like a Bible, but only birds. And then some, and then Lord Michael was like, genius, put that on, write that
they
down.
They made it right away. Those kinds of things I feel like you only come up with at like 1 to 4 a.m. in the morning. Like that window like of time.
Yeah.
That's when the 1 best
to 4 a.m. in the morning, just high off a crack cocaine.
That reminds me of like an SNL lifestyle.
That was like maybe probably one of my favorite things that Fallon did. Like it was on Late Night, and they did it like last week with like Kristen Wiig. But then Kristen Wiig just came out like and said it was Michael Jordan. And she was wearing like the stupidest
outfit. Oh, yeah. Like,
just was like, yeah, oh my just God. In the building. I'm Michael Jordan. It's so funny.
God, I love Kristen.
Yeah, and it's not even like she's trying hard to like do the impression.
Right, and like,
and the Harry Styles one was nothing about
him. What's your favorite food? Carnitas.
Spanish
bowl. Oh my God, the Carnitas thing. I love it.
And actually, I feel like, I think actually the Michael Jordan one was better than that one, but like, they're both really funny. And he's like, she's like, Fallon goes, yeah. Like, oh, you've played with like some of the best players of all time. And she's like, yes, I have. He's like, name six.
yeah.
So funny. But
I think my favorite part of the Harry Styles one was that I was like, wait a minute, she has met Harry Styles.
Right.
Because they were the musical guests on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, and that was weird knowledge for you.
No, because she was gone by then.
You're like Sherlock Holmes.
That was a season.
No, that was...
Oh, they're on again. They're on before.
They were on with...
Yeah, you're right.
What's her face from Modern Family? Oh, Sofia Vergara. And they were on that episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she was on that.
One Direction's been around that long? That they were around when Kristen Wiig was still on SNL?
I didn't even know they were big until...
That was only, like, what, 2 seasons ago?
My memory goes back, like... 30 seconds.
For me, I went to France for a whole summer and I had no Wi-Fi, so I knew nothing that would happen that summer. That summer's a blank spot in my memory. And that was the summer One Direction became big. Like, One Direction became huge that summer. So I came back to America and, like, that was awful for me because I was, like, a teenage boy. I had nothing. It was just, like, completely just empty when I came back home. And I was, like, reading news and, like, stuff had happened. I felt so lonely. Just I was in France walking around looking for something to do the whole time. And, oh, it's awful. Just awful.
Is a world without Wi-Fi is terrifying.
It's so terrifying. I was, like, walking around. And, okay, this is way too personal, but putting it out there, no porn is really hard, guys. It's really hard. Just the complete lack of it really sucks. So just...
Literally... 40 seconds ago, I was thinking, wow, like, Andres has really, like brought it in on, like, the whole oversharing thing. 40 seconds later, he's just like, and, like, I didn't have porn for, like, an entire summer, and it was terrible.
So hard.
I was like,
hey,
not really, but it was really hard.
Yeah.
It was
literally not hard. Figure
it was so limp, guys. It was so limp for an entire summer.
I don't know. The word limp is not
coming out. But, like, French towns. And I go into, like, stores and pretend to be, like, looking at magazines, but really, like, hoping to see something in the back. Goodness. Nothing. And the worst part of all of this, the big blow, was on my final day there, the final day in the countryside, when they finally, like, took me to the airport. I was, like, sitting around doing nothing. I was going through the mail, and there was just a magazine, just naked people in it, that my uncle had. And I could have used it the whole summer, but it was just, only found it right then. And I have never been angrier than that one moment. You have never felt real rage until you find porn after a whole summer of pornography.
I did not. No one needed to know any of that.
All of you have your hands.
I wish you could see the looks on all of our faces right now. I think Chris just took.
God.
I feel like we're all just like, no.
I don't know. I know that.
Oh no!
So if you've listened this far, just hashtag Andres Boner.
Do not do that.
No, you're gonna get flagged. Just do like French hashtag French magazine.
French Boner.
No,
it's already trending. It's already trending. It's no going back.
I have all the power.
It's already trending. It's been trending for years, guys.
Trending in France.
Do not follow my Twitter. It's just like my uncle just tweets that all the time.
Your uncle's just tweeting like, hey, I have this French magazine with Nikki View. If anybody wants it, it's here. It's available for you.
If you can see it on your Wi-Fi.
Andres is like taking pictures of it on his phone. Save this for later.
I have Wi-Fi just still using.
Okay. Thank you. Let me segue out of this.
Do you not want to hear about masturbatory habits?
Andres was talking about
it. Really?
So, anything else?
Literally anything else.
So,
Paige's face is the best right now.
Like he's blank. How? We are officially off the rails again. Okay. So Royce and Andres were mentioning how you have blank spots in your memory and, like, things go so quickly that you don't realize how long ago they were or how short they were.
Right.
And I was texting Messenger Bag, and he was like, oh, I'm watching an episode, and you're calling in. And I was like, oh, which...
You texting Messenger Bag.
And I was like, oh, which episode is it? And he was like, the monologues only. And I don't remember that call. I was like, what do I talk about? And he's like, how Russians took over your school. And I was like, I don't remember that happening. I thought I had like a weird existential crisis over TCGS and how like my life.
You were
was
living.
So
you were living in
ago.
Ukraine.
And I don't remember
you were living
that
in Ukraine
at all.
2 years ago.
Did you go back?
You were
and,
living
like,
in Red Dawn.
I haven't gone back.
You were
in
Red Dawn
yet.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I think it was like people were doing like Russian, or it was like, I think we had Russian exchange students and they were doing the announcements. Oh. And so it just felt like they were taking over the school in a very
every so often, like
they'd
lapse into
but
Russian
like,
and they'd be like, what, nothing, comrade, nothing, go back.
do you guys Racist ever again. Go back and listen to your old calls? And just
yeah,
like,
they make me really.
I don't
no,
think I've listened
I
to any of
it.
The episodes that I called in at.
I did that. I was trying to like show someone episodes, and I was trying to figure out like when my first call was. I think that's when I realized it was real times. My call during the Hundo speech is the worst, most terrible, like awkward thing that like makes me cringe.
Anyway, there's no taking like, it back. Like they're just on there perpetually. Ugh.
If I cringe at my yeah, my Hundo speech,
that like future employers could like see.
Yeah, I'm constantly cringing at my Hundo yeah. speech. I just hate that.
Okay, you were on. You gave a speech during Hundo. That was great. Wearing a suit.
I don't remember you guys having an awkward.
Yeah, me neither. Actually,
talks at Hundo. So I did a good job.
I awkwardly said that Riley was going to be on Weekend Update.
I
said that.
I think I was
Which
crying.
Which she should
too much.
Be. Imagine.
Yeah, I was just crying.
I feel like...
Yeah.
I missed like half that episode because we were at dinner up in Seattle and we rushed back to the hotel room to watch the.
Oh man, West
night.
Coast.
Oh wow, brag. I didn't realize when I say bitch, I'm quoting Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid until like the other day in English when we're watching it. And Robert Redford says that, and I was like, shit, Robert Redford, you're down at the times, man. Like, you know humor.
He's a listener.
Yeah. I can't listen to any of
big
that.
Fan.
Robert Redford's a big
Always
fan of the podcast. He subscribes to it. He quoted me in the hallway, and he goes, put this in your phone.
No.
Put it in my phone, your podcast.
Remember the bit where we were trying to get people to tell us which celebrity we're trying
okay,
to
Okay, for the record, we need to get Paul Rudd on. We have to get Paul Rudd on the podcast.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm always a I think, I don't know if I mentioned this, like, I'm terrified that Paul Rudd has listened to calls of mine.
Oh, God.
I
just thought just occurred to me. That
yeah, isn't it the one
I don't call listening? I'm scared to listen to the Amy Poehler one. I think I've listened to it.
Called a few times, though.
But I'm scared to watch it again.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah, some calls are, like, terrifying.
That
to, like,
whole...
listen to yourself.
Was that hypey thing annoying? I felt like that hypey thing got annoying.
No, I thought that was so funny.
No.
I don't know. Like, I felt, like, really self-conscious about that at some point. I thought it was just, like, the stupidest thing. And then people just kept on telling me to do it. It would have died if people didn't keep on telling me to do it.
I think one of my most embarrassing moments was... I said to Chris something like, oh, I know what it's like to be made fun of for your name because my name backwards spells I moan. And the human fist was just like, no! I was like so mortified that like Blood Band was making fun
of
me. And I was like, No! Like, my world is over for, like, a day.
Oh, God. I moan. Like, that could easily, that could even measure up to get hard.
Oh, Andre, too.
What? Oh, wait, what? Another typing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Nothing. It said I was muted. Don't mute me. Off the rails. Don't mute me, Google Chat. Google Chat's trying to mute me. Google Chat got tired of my overshares. Google Chat just want to hear more about my French stories. Sorry, Google Chat.
And the fact that you said the word masturbatory.
Is that the word? Or
that's
is
an that actual word. Word in the I use it a lot.
It is, which what's, makes me uncomfortable that we use
I'm
it.
I'm going to look up the
I don't
definition.
Know what else it could be.
It's always popping up in my vocabulary. Sure it's always popping up.
No, I know what it is. I want like the clinical definition of masturbatory. It's okay. Let me read it. Masturbatory. Masturbatory.
Masturbatory. It sounds like a weird like Star Wars character.
What? We have said the word masturbatory.
It sounds like
hashtag masturbatory.
All of them are.
It is.
It already is.
All of our.
So, definition of masturbatory. One, of relating to or involving masturbation.
Wow.
And then in brackets, just in case masturbatory you didn't fantasies.
Catch it.
I don't know why they added that. And then two, yeah, I just didn't catch that. Or it could also mean excessively self-absorbed or self-indulgent, right? Tedious. Masturbatory books about
definitely
themselves for people to
both
read.
Of them. Both.
So Andres is
in
masturbatory
both senses.
In the sense
in both senses.
Oh, in both senses. He's being masturbatory about himself.
I masturbate while telling stories about myself.
Guys, you know, guess when the first name
Andres said it? Shakespeare. Has to be Shakespeare.
Just like a drug dealer always when Andres says it.
No,
whenever I say masturbatory three times, he comes in the room. He's a gross Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
He comes in the room or he comes in the room?
No.
Oh, God. 1864 is the first known use of
masturbatory. Hey, I was so
was it 12 Years a Slave? Was it Solomon Northup used it?
You win
sadness.
Isn't it the same year that the Emancipation Proclamation?
I think it's the same year as that. So, like, was it Solomon Northup talking about, like... I will preserve. I will not die of my masturbatory fantasies.
Oh, 1863. One year off.
Oh.
Damn, I'm pretty close with that.
Well, who used it? Was it Abraham?
So the slaves were freed by the time masturbatory.
So we used the word masturbatory before African Americans were free human beings.
No, right after.
Okay,
right
good. That makes it a little better. Oh, God.
Yeah, just some tips figuring
weird.
Out. Figuring out sex.
That was probably one of the most teen things that we've done, looking up a dirty word in the dictionary.
Paige, what's the grossest word you can think of, Paige?
The grossest word
I can look
think
it up
of?
On,
anything.
Look it up on the dictionary. This should be a recurring segment.
That you don't like.
It has to be like...
It can, anyway, like it can sound weird. It can sound gross.
Any
it
sense.
Can mean something gross.
Oh, the word curdle is disgusting.
Curdle.
Please don't.
Hey, Royce, tell the story about how you drank curdled milk.
No,
I once drank
don't.
Curdled milk.
No.
Oh! Telling it.
So we had these. It was like box chocolate milk, and we had them, and they're like in a closet for a really long time. And I was like thirsty, so I grabbed one. So I was like drinking it and eating a banana. So I'm like eating a banana and drinking the milk, and there's like chunks of things in my mouth. And I'm like, huh, that's odd. And I thought it was from the banana at first. I thought that, like, there's chunks of banana in my mouth.
Oh my God.
But then I was just like, huh, there shouldn't be this many chunks of banana in my mouth. I feel like I've been chewing decently enough. So then I take a look at the chocolate milk and look at the expiration date. And it had expired, like, 3 years beforehand. I'm just like, no! And I go and pour out the chocolate milk, and it's just like a little bit of milk, and then just a lot of just like curdling.
Oh, no.
I don't even know.
So many steps for you. It took so many steps
really
for you to get there.
Okay, so fans of the show.
Another hashtag, curdled milk.
So fans of the show that have listened this far. Oh my God! Hashtag.
So that, I drank like way too much of it before I figured it out too. I drank like 3/4 of the box.
Hashtag masturbatory fantasies about curdled milk.
Long hashtag. Suggest that one to Fallon.
No.
Yeah, that's our long hashtag.
Ugh, you guys are monsters.
Wait, before we move on.
If one person tweets that hashtag, I'll be so happy.
Before we move on, right, was it that box milk that like has a cow jumping over a moon?
Wow.
Yep.
Yes, that, exactly.
I don't trust that milk. You don't have to refrigerate it. I don't trust that milk.
You don't have to refrigerate it?
The fact that you don't have to refrigerate it scares me.
That's probably why it curdles so fast.
it's this weird brand.
Wait, you don't have to refrigerate that?
Yeah, Horizon. You don't have.
Like yeah, shout out to Horizons. Send us free
apology letters.
Like, Royce, you break basically you drank old skim milk and ate a bunch of whipped cream.
Yes.
The reason why you don't have to refrigerate it, I'm pretty sure. Like, I've talked to this kid from England, from my school. Like, they don't refrigerate milk in England because they don't pasteurize their milk like we do. And I believe. Pasteurization.
Behind the times, man.
They just all have diseases.
I don't know. They don't pasteurize it.
Isn't
though.
Like, mad what? Cow disease a problem there too?
I don't know about pasteurization. Isn't that just like when they heat it up and then and it kills it? Okay.
That's what he says. I'm quoting Jesse from England here.
Jesse from England, come on.
He's this tall, gangly freak that I'm friends with.
No wonder they call mad cow disease.
I don't think you have friends, Andres. Fuck off. I feel like that statement just emphasized the fact that you don't have friends.
I dare you to click Google Images on that search.
I'm not going to click Google Images on mad cow disease. But the technical name for mad cow disease is bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Hey, Royce. Hey, Royce. Nope. I dare you to Google Image Shit's massive toy fantasies about curdled milk and Google Image it.
No.
And post them on the Tumblr.
It's just a picture of me. I've taken this picture waiting for this moment. looking at milk and like, oh face.
It's like the Wikipedia
page. No, Andre.
Your 18 page. It's bullshit, man.
I don't want to hear about
you're taking away Paige's innocence. A person who's older than
you're 18. How have you not? Oh, God.
Because that you're so red right now.
I know.
You are. Oh my gosh, should I take a picture of that? Wow. Oh. That's spectacular. Like
I got red very easily.
Making it worse with the
white
pictures.
White people, man.
Yeah, white people.
White people, dude.
I could not turn that red. I'm just
white people don't jerk off.
I can become much more red than that, actually. Did you just say
they
white people don't jerk off?
It's a minority thing.
I'd like to say...
Is that another hashtag?
Yes! Hashtag white people don't jerk off.
Hashtag white people don't jerk off.
We have to get Paige's dad to tweet one of the hashtags one of these days.
Not that one.
Does he listen?
No.
Please.
He only...
Royce, did you just say that you're weirdly brown?
Yeah, we're weirdly brown for half Asian people. Like,
yeah,
you
are.
Think, like...
I would say you're weirdly like, pale for like Californians, though.
Yeah.
Really? Do you expect us?
Oh,
just,
maybe
like...
that's why you're so brown.
I can't say that.
I don't know.
It's not that sunny in Northern California.
Yeah, it's not like. I don't know. I feel like other half Asian people are just like really, really pale compared to us, and we're just like.
Holy
brown.
Shit, what if the drug guy listens to this?
What
if he tweets at us? What if he tweets at us?
Wow.
20 minutes.
You know, I don't think that working in a school full of teenage boys that you would ever think any of them masturbate.
No, but just...
Dude, we made fun of him for like 15 minutes.
It's a little late to be worrying about
him. No, we didn't make fun of him. We made fun of Andres in relation to him. I said, Mr. Drugman, if you listen this far... Thank you. I'm sure your job is great.
Yeah, I'm sure you're Roy great at your job.
And I'm sure it's not a little lighting up and not like a jester.
The fact that you call it a jester.
Jeff Russo, if you're listening to this, we're not making fun of you. And you are very hip.
You're so hip, Jeff. Oh, God. Paige, you've said nothing this podcast, I feel like. Except to, like...
At the end of every podcast, that's what you say, Andres.
Yeah, as I always say. Except...
except anything.
I feel like we just overwhelm her with a dumbass.
Andres, you're
just
telling, like, 25 stories about yourself. You're like, okay, why haven't you said anything?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
The only person to call me out on that, and I wouldn't feel bad about, is Celeste. Or that if any of you guys called me out, I would, like, hang up and be like, fuck you guys. This podcast is
And then
dumb.
Call me to talk about it.
I'm gonna go talk to my grandma now.
Grandma, I'm sorry I hate you. I'm sorry I said in the podcast I wish you would die. I don't mean that. I said that 2 podcasts ago.
Have you guys
the amount of time I spent in this podcast in my life?
Wait, have you guys seen that female comedian who's been tweeting about her dad dying?
What?
Oh yeah,
that's her dad's like in a hospice. Stuff.
No, but it sounds sad.
But it's kind of funny.
Is it?
Wait, what? Yeah. The, wait, she's like tweeting about her dad. So, is it like
she's from the Bay Area, by the way? Bay Area hyphy go dumb.
Which comedian is it?
Lori Kilmartin. I don't know. So she says
that's really.
Like, I'll read some of her tweets. She's like, "Do I correct the friend who wrote condolences on losing your father, spelled losing LOOSING?" And she's like. After dad took his last breath, I looked up. Either I gave dad soul a final heartfelt message, or the ceiling now thinks that I love it. Like, just like
what?
She's like,
whoa!
Holy shit!
It's really oh man. I feel like if I did that, my family would like write me out of a will.
She's gained like probably $30,000. She's like, seriously, my boyfriend picked the worst weekend to meet my parents.
Oh. Oh god. Why do people deal with terrible tragedies like different ways?
People deal with grief in weird fucking ways.
Yeah, no, I think that's valid. Like, I don't think there's any way for like
they did
us to judge at all.
The episode of Girls they did recently was where Hannah's Lena Dunham's character, her boss dies, was like.
Oh, I missed it. I haven't seen it.
But it was also so fucked up.
Good fucked up jokes. That Woody Allen joke last night.
We don't have HBO. Our family's not made of money.
Oh no, I steal HBO from my brother's friend. I'm not.
I don't have friends who are made of money.
Do any of you guys have HBO Go that I can borrow for True Detective tonight?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, really? I message me that. I need True Detective tonight. I'm dying without True Detective.
Is on Netflix.
Is it? Really? Oh, quickly though. Speaking of,
I'm not gonna.
It's like a rich.
Yo, Game of Thrones is the fucking shit. Okay. I love Game of Thrones.
Down by downtown.
Top of the world.
No, yeah. Holy shit.
What are you guys talking about?
Rich people in their town.
Where
are we? Our town has so many rich people. Like.
Yeah, you live. Are you like speculating which friend you could rip off their HBO Go from?
No, because we don't have friends from that side of town. We actually don't. Our town's weird. I don't know. It might be a little late in the podcast to start talking because, like, I don't think any of us have ever talked about like where we live.
In what's your town? What's your town called?
Is that something that is safe to do?
What is it? I don't know. Well, just like in vague generalities.
Yeah,
maybe something to talk about, like, outside of the podcast, just as, like, friends.
I post enough personal information about myself on Tumblr that somebody could have killed me, like, months ago.
So, what are you guys' social security?
At the same time.
Oh.
Hashtag social security number.
What's your guys' mom's maiden name?
First pet.
Oh, I...
You know, the first street I lived on is...
What's the name of your first pet?
There was, on Twitter, this kid at the Model UN thing. On Model UN, everyone was talking about how the goal is to get, like, a cute girl, like, to follow you on Twitter or something. Only person to follow me on Twitter was this really sad, like, 15-year-old boy who, like, sat next to me and he was like, "Hey, you're pretty funny, man." And I'm like, "Thanks, guy." And now he follows me on Twitter. I feel like that sums up my life really well. Just sums it up so perfectly.
People thinking I want him to listen
to
this podcast.
You guys had a game where you're trying to get cute
not me,
girls to
not
you
me
that.
Personally. The other guys were.
Those
not
other
me
guys.
Personally.
That's weird. That's just straight up.
Yeah.
That's odd. Is that what the kids do now instead of actually having conversations with people?
Oh wow, Royce, you act like you're so like high and mighty, Mr. NPR. You racist.
But Royce, do you have conversations with girls?
Having them right now.
Rarely.
Royce walks up the garden and goes, "Follow my Twitter," and just walks away. That's all
it's
he says.
What's happening right now? What are you guys talking about?
Once a week.
Yeah. I was talking about. Once a week. At least once
a
week.
For a couple hours.
With girls.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I count, though. I feel like...
Yeah, really?
I'm so socially inept. It's like... It's hard to make friends.
It's hard for me to believe that, right?
Everyone's
dirty.
It's hard
to make friends at Bryce, real college. Don't so worry. Enough.
I make kind of make
friends. You're right. It's okay. There you go.
No, I'm pretty socially enough. I don't know. We've had the same friends since we were like five. I haven't made new friends since I was 5 years old.
I feel like we have to stop the podcast right here because we're nearing way too long territory. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
And I think I'm starting to encroach on Andres' sad territory.
You took my racist crown really, today. You can't take my sad crown though. I'm keeping that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a great idea.
That's me every week.
Yeah.
Except
that should be like 2 weeks.
No, that's the only episode where I'm a positive the entire time, just telling happy stories from my life.
Yeah, let's do it. How many do you have that you
that
could, like,
one
have
time
happiest?
That like my dad said he was proud of me? That's one.
Oh.
Right before he left, right, Cosmo?
Yeah.
Cosmo likes that story.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Andres has his dog here.
Oh, okay, we should go. We should go. It's getting too long. It's getting ridiculous.
His dog, like,
and they're making out, so we're gonna stop talking.
It's very weird.
We're ending it on a weird.
What are all the hashtags?
I have no idea.
White people don't have
a dog. Ollie from Gay Rights.
He's already tweeted it out.
Yes. Hashtag
French magazine.
French magazine.
Andres phone.
Just change your handle to that, Andres.
The best one.
Were there just three then?
There was also white people.
Masturbatory
fantasies.
And then masturbatory fantasies.
Masturbatory fantasies are curdled milk.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to fit these in.
No, make multiple
characters.
Tweets. Make multiple tweets.
There's too many.
To tweet
yeah,
multiple
each one's
tweets.
Individual.
And,
and then retweet them and make them trend.
Cool.
So. As a closing, let me take a look at something. So let's see what the Griffin Newman bump was, and let's see if the Celeste bump will be
also like
bigger
I think
than that.
Tonight, I'm more excited
same,
about
100%.
People tweeting about the Oscars than the Oscars.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Can't wait for the newest.
The
mean.
Mean. The newest
fuck.
Mean.
So
what are you 40?
Guys, I'm so tired.
So 241. Downloads for Griffin Newman's appearance on the podcast, which is 40 less than the week before. So the Griffin Newman pump is
non-existent.
-40.
Yeah, bring it on.
So
Griffin.
Celeste, let's see if you can beat -40 in the whole Griffin Newman bump thing.
I feel like out of all the guests, Celeste hasn't really been a guest as much as she's just like a random teen. Like she's been a lot more laid back, and we've hardly like talked to her.
No, yeah.
All right, so we're good. We're gonna stop recording now.
Introduce yourself.
Bye, first. Everybody.
Okay, bye.
Masturbatory fantasy.
Bye.
And here's Colin. He has a couple of special guests this week. He also spoils Lost, so if you haven't seen the ending of Lost, you know, here it is.
Hello, listeners. It's Colin from Ohio. In response to last week's huge get of Griffin Newman, I knew I had to step up my game and bring in my own special guests. So I brought in someone very special to me and to many of you out there, Rhys Darby of Flight of the Conchords.
Well, hello, Colin. I've come here all the way from New Zealand. New Zealand, New Zealand, New Zealand, New Zealand, New Zealand. Sorry, just clearing my throat. Somehow you've managed to trick me into coming to the middle of Suburbia in Ohio. Also, I swear I'm not Irish. I'm from New Zealand. New Zealand. New Zealand.
But what about Old Zealand? Am I right? Well, now you have made it quite clear that you've come from New Zealand. How was your trip here?
What do you mean? Are you setting me up for some 90s Seinfeld bit or something?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that your name is Rice and one of our co-hosts' name is Royce. When you say it, I bet it sounds pretty similar.
Royce? Rice? Royce? Rice? Royce? Well, Royce, in New Zealand, only one person is allowed to have each name, or they must fight to the death to claim it. Despite the difference in spelling and American pronunciation, I'm afraid I will have to deal you for this. And by deal, of course I mean duel, which is something we still have in New Zealand because it might as well be the Wild West. Hell, they shoot Lord of the Rings films here. as if everyone didn't already know that. It's like the only thing New Zealand has. Well, looks like you got a mouse on you. Oh no, looks like someone else has broken into my bedroom, and that person is Matthew Fox, the actor who played Jack from Lost, and he has a beard. Hey guys, I've been flying a lot. You know that golden pass they gave us? Goes from... Every Friday, I take a new flight, just hoping, begging that we'll get a chance to go back. What are you talking about? We have to go back, Kate. We have to go back to the island. The island of New Zealand. Ah! You know, he's right. Britt, Jermaine, I'm coming for you. Well, that was certainly odd. But it's not like I'm just gonna sit here and improvise nonsense by myself. So I guess I'll just go and leave on that peculiar note. And hopefully Matthew Fox and Rhys Darby make it back to New Zealand. I wish them the best of luck. Twist ending. New Zealand does not really exist. It is actually a metaphor for purgatory.